This is 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Creative Impact. Every week we take time out to look at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County, and we try and do so through the eyes of the artists and creative workers who shape the quality of our life, place, and economy. WEMU's Creative Impact content partner is the Arts Alliance, and Deb Pollock is its president and CEO and my co-host for Creative Impact, and it's good to hear your voice again.
Always good to hear yours as well, David. Hey, you know, our listeners know that you're a live music fan.
Yes.
Now, being the deadheader that you are, you started pretty early, right?
Well, much earlier than my parents would have enjoyed, yes.
How much do you miss going to concerts?
For me, it is really a part of the lifeblood that sustains me, and so I've missed it desperately and can't wait to get back. There is something about allowing the music to wash through and over you in a crowd of a bunch of other people there to share the same experience. Doesn't get much better than that, in my estimation.
So well said, and I bet a lot of our listeners feel the same way. You know, that music habit, that live music addiction, doesn't go away no matter whether you're in your 20s or in retirement. And that's one of the reasons why the Arts Alliance jumped at the chance to help curate a program of streamed local musicians for a local retirement community. So let's welcome our guest, Melissa Goodson, from the United Methodist Retirement Community Foundation in Chelsea, to hear more about it.
Well, hello, Melissa, and welcome to Creative Impact.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
There is something familiar in that voice. How is it that you two know each other?
Well, this is really a pleasure for me because this is the first time I've had my daughter, Melissa, on Creative Impact with us.
Well, I knew there was something to that.
So, Melissa, you know, being my daughter and all that stuff, it's great fun to have you on here, but we're here to talk about something that you're doing as the major gift officer for UMRC, United Methodist Retirement Community. How do you get involved with the music program?
So how do we connect with the arts? Well, there are many reasons that we should continue to connect with the arts, and whether, as you said earlier, whether in retirement or in your 20s, it's a big part of who we are. And one of the things that we even talk about here, even as folks age and potentially get some dementia, one of the things that stays in your brain deep, deep down is that music. I mean, I think both of you can even think about moments where, you know, you haven't heard a song in 20, 30, 40 years, and you can just pop right in and sing right along. And those are some of the great things that fill our souls and fill our hearts. And the reason that we are working with the Arts Alliance currently on this project is that we have been blessed with a gift from the Elizabeth Loader Fund that was for us to use for life enrichment, a way to bring joy to our residents. And because of this pandemic, we can't bring in live theater. They can't attend live theater or performances or music. And we just needed a way to keep that connection alive. And so we have presented and will continue to present hour-long segments of local Washtenaw County performers that we
So you mentioned Elizabeth Loader. And is music the only thing that you guys are doing, or are there other arts programming?
Well, through the Elizabeth Loader Fund, that is just the music series that we are presenting currently. But through the past, we have done all kinds of other engagement with our residents through the arts, painting, drawing, woodworking, clay, modeling. That is just, it's such an important aspect and outlook for our folks to have.
Help better define for me, who exactly is the community of residents with the UMRC?
Absolutely, great question. UMRC is, the Chelsea campus is probably what most of your listeners are familiar with, but we spread actually all the way from Detroit over to the Grand Rapids area. We serve just under 6,000 people, and we have folks that are retired professors and retired teachers, retired nurses, retired ministers, folks that come from all walks of life.
We know with a certainty that the past year has been particularly hard for those living in retirement communities because of the high risk and vulnerability of those who are older. They've had to virtually shelter in place for almost a year now, and that takes a toll on mental health and well-being. When these art programs are put forth, what kind of result are you seeing in the lifting of the spirit and the attitude and sense of hope and optimism for the future?
There's a sense of connection there that they might not have had in a while. We have folks that have shared with us that they tune in to these broadcasts and dance along, and they tune in and they sit down and they make a night of it. They pour themselves a glass of wine or their favorite cup of tea and sit down and enjoy it. We've had some folks who have called their family members in and tried to kind of co-listen together, and it's just a beautiful way to bring some enjoyment to them.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. My co-host is Deb Pollock from the Arts Alliance, and we're talking to Melissa Goodson, the Major Gifts Officer for the United Methodist Retirement Community, about programs like the UMRC Music Series for residents during COVID-19.
So, David, have you seen that list of the talent that's part of our series?
I recognize some of the names. Paul Keller, Darnell Ishmael, Dave Sharp. These are world-class musicians.
I know, and so we're so blessed here in Washtenaw County with such great talent. Melissa, you're an artist yourself, and you performed for them for a holiday concert. You have a voice degree. So what was that like for you?
It was really fantastic. The feedback that we've gotten is that they didn't know there was so much talent right here in their own backyard, and that there's so many of those, as David just mentioned, so many of those world-renowned names that they didn't realize we're just local neighbors here, and that really makes there's a connection there, and they get really excited about that, and then they even get more excited about the fact that those names might pop up in the future and they'll be able to go see them live.
You know, a live music experience goes both ways, and the artists themselves derive a great deal of energy from the audience. In this world of streaming music at this point, it's a little different. So what has been the artist's response to performing in this way for your residents?
Well, let me jump in a little bit because I'm talking to the artists directly. And first of all, they're glad to be performing and thrilled to have a paying gig thanks to this UMRC program. But, a lot of them haven't even gotten into the streaming world yet. So this is an opportunity for them to learn about what it's like to put a video performance together, which is really different than a live show. And you've got the technical requirements, certainly, but you also have to make the video come alive with staging and presentation.
We've had folks who have done a video from their piano and sing along that way. We've had other people that have built videos that have beautiful aesthetic portions to them as well, kind of over the music. Folks just, on a small stage doing their presentation. It's been really creative and pretty incredible what the local artists have been able to put together for us, and our residents are really loving it.
This endeavor sounds like it may be different than things that have been tried in the past. So how are your co-workers at UMRC responding to this kind of presentation and the reaction it's garnering from residents?
I think they, again, see it as another opportunity to stay connected to the outside world when we do, as you mentioned earlier, almost have to stay in place. There's a lot of folks here who, haven't seen their loved ones and over 10, 11 months now, and it just creates something to look forward to. We hear that often. They get the program the prior week and get to look through what presentation will be there and what the artists are going to perform, and people really look forward to that.
Is it something that you're likely to continue beyond the pandemic?
We would love to be able to continue to do programming like this. Again, ideally bringing things in live, but in the meantime, we can't do that. And, that takes funds. We are so grateful for the Elizabeth Loader Fund, but we need additional support here with our life enrichment activities. And if people are interested in doing that, they can go to umrc.org or call 734-433-1000 and look for the foundation department, and can help to continue to provide these things for our residents.
There's the development director. David, I'd say that the UMRC Music Series is Creative Impact multitasking with
Absolutely.
Its results with residents, local musicians, and staff.
Totally agree. And Melissa, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a glimpse, a hopeful glimpse, into retirement communities during this time of COVID-19. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I actually need to make a quick update. It's umrc.com. I'm sorry, not umrc.org.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. We'll see you very soon.
Very good. Thank you both.
We've been talking to Melissa Goodson from United Methodist Retirement Community Foundation about programs like the UMRC Music Series that keep residents engaged and connects them with local artists and provides some joy during this most difficult time. And Deb Pollock, thanks for setting it up. Thanks for bringing your daughter on, and we'll do another show next week.
A little bit of parental pride. Yes, I'll be back with a great creative impact guest for next week, too.
Deb Pollock is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature heard each Tuesday. To learn more about today's guest and topic and to access the Creative Impact Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.